This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Esteban Flores. Date of birth is September the 27th, 1974. Case ID number is 2374883. Date of exam 4/21/22. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Claudio Ruiz, FNP. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. No vaccinations have been given for COVID-19. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 47-year-old divorced male with 3 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, decreased hearing of the right ear, gallbladder issues, right finger injury, back pain, arthritis, and numbness in the arms. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2000, where he worked as a shirt maker in a printing factory for 1 year. He also worked in 2010, 1 year in the oil fields. At the present time, he is living with his daughter in a housing unit, and he does receive child support for his 14-year-old daughter. During the time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Allegations, number 1, decreased vision. Number 2, decreased hearing of the right ear. Number 3, gallbladder issues. Number 4, right finger injury. Number 5, back pain. Number 6, arthritis. And number 7, numbness of the arms. History of allegations, number 1, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having problems with his vision. He does suffer from hypertension, but does not have problems with nearsightedness, glaucoma, diabetes mellitus, or trauma. He states he has problems with both eyes and does wear glasses at this time. Snellen vision was OD uncorrected 20/25, pinhole 20/25, and corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25, and binocular corrected is 20/30. The claimant states he mainly wears his glasses for bifocal benefit. The claimant also states that he suffers from poor night vision as well as peripheral vision. He has had no surgeries and has been placed on no medication for his condition. Allegation number 2, decreased hearing. The claimant states that in 2010, a compressor blew up in his face and he suffered hearing loss of both ears. He states he was wearing earplugs, but they popped out. At the present time, he has sensory neural hearing deficit of both ears, but especially of the right ear. He was given 1 hearing aid and is still pending a left hearing aid. No surgeries have been performed. And as noted earlier, his right ear is worse than his left ear. He was able to understand my conversation, and he appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, gallbladder issues. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having problems of gassy burning sensation in his epigastric area that would radiate up to his throat and was sometimes was 24 hours if he didn't take his medication. He states it would happen every day. He used to have associated symptoms of nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, occasional diarrhea, comma, constipation, comma, and hematemesis along with weakness. He denies any melena. He has not lost any weight in this year, and he states that he's food intolerant to chili, spicy foods, and greasy foods. The claimant does not have gallbladder problems that have been confirmed by a physician, and it is believed at this time that he suffers from gastroesophageal reflux disease / gastritis, which is being treated with Prilosec 20 milligrams QD with good results. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, right finger injury, comma, arthritis, comma, and numbness of the arms. The claimant states that in February 2020, he had an injury to his right finger and to the tendons of his right hand. He was trying to cut food and accidentally hit his lateral part of his hand with a knife. He injured the third, fourth, and fifth fingers and the tendons of his right hand. The claimant also started to have numbness of the arms as well as arthritis. No x-rays were performed, and the numbness in his hands and arms was thought to be coming from a nerve problem in his neck area. He denies any fractures and states that objects have a tendency to fall out of his hands. No injections were given, and he cured himself at home. However, the claimant now has a partial claw hand and is unable to oppose or to make a full fist with his right hand, and has a grip strength of plus three over five. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels every day, especially in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 100 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or button his clothes at this time. And the claimant states he's mostly able to use only his left arm. He has no assistive devices and has not seen a physician at this time. He takes no medications for pain and states that the only physical activity he does is walking around the park. Allegation number 5, back pain. The claimant states that in 2013, he fell on land on his tailbone and states that he injured the lower part of his back. No x-rays were performed. However, the claimant does have a character pain of aching and soreness located in the lumbar sacral back area, which occasionally radiates down to both of his feet. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 100 pounds with his left hand and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Menchaca Riz, who is an FNP. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and walking around the house. He does not do the laundry and he does not sleep during the day. His physician was Dr. Menchaca, who is a family nurse practitioner. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy and is presently on no medications for pain. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral back contusion and possible degenerative disc disease of his lower spine. His condition at this time is stable. Family history. The father died of 4 different strokes at different times at the age of 40. He did have a coronary artery bypass surgery x4 and heart disease as well. His mother is still alive and has heart disease, diabetes mellitus, and has had a coronary artery bypass surgery. He has a sister who is insulin dependent. Medications, Prilosec 20 milligrams QD, amlodipine, Bisalate 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, epigastric pain, gastritis, hyperlipidemia, decreased vision, prediabetes, osteoarthritis, right finger laceration injury, hypoacusis bilaterally with the right ear being worse than the left, numbness of the arms, gastroesophageal reflux disease, surgeries none, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1 to 2 cigarettes per week. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking a 6-pack of beer every day for 25 years. He states that he stopped a year ago. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, but states that he did use marijuana, and the last time he used it was April the 7th, 2022. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 235 pounds, height 5 feet, 5 inches, BP 157 over 103 mmHg. A second reading was taken, and it was 144 over 94 mmHg. Heart rate, 66 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 39. General, this is a 47-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, HEENT. Could you drop down to the last 2 sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms noted in his right upper extremity as well as in his lower legs. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for the right hand where the claimant has a qual hand secondary to tendon injury. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right hand area. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without any difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Grip strength was +3/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pin, and pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas except for the right hand, where his strength was +3/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left hand, but abnormal for the right hand. X-rays of the right hand. Questionable avulsion fracture of the third middle interphalangeal joint. Otherwise, normal. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. Transitional anatomy may confuse numbering of segments. No fracture or listhesis noted. Mild disc space narrowing at the lumbar sacral junction. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his left hand, but does have difficulty with the right. He hears and speaks well at this time. He does have decreased hearing, but is able to hear with the hearing aid that he has. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, of a possible avulsion fracture of the right hand, where the third finger is located, secondary to that knife injury. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left hand, but mild to moderately restricted for the right, secondary to a tendon laceration and injury. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and does have some minor limitations in his visual acuity, secondary to being nearsighted as well as farsighted. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to not being able to function well with his right hand. Probable diagnoses. Number one, decreased vision dash normal physical exam at this time. The claimant does use bifocals in order to read. And his vision is corrected with the reading glasses. Number two, hypoacusis of the right ear, secondary to a compressor accident. The claimant now has neurosensorial hearing loss bilaterally, but mostly of the right ear, which has been corrected with a hearing aid. The claimant is able to understand my conversation with the hearing aid. Number three, gallbladder issues, not confirmed. The claimant appears to have a gastroesophageal reflux disease / gastritis, which is being treated at this time and appears to be well controlled with the medication. Number four, right finger injury secondary to a laceration, confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. There is a small avulsion fracture, and he does have a claw hand secondary to damaging tendons in his right hand. Number five, back pain - normal physical exam, stable at this time. Number six, arthritis - not confirmed with physical examination, except for mild arthritis of the hands. Number seven, numbness of the arms - normal physical exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Esteban Flores.